This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
Good morning, and this is From the Fringes, a program about alternative provocative views. My name's Jack Geelan. We've got Jenny here.
Yeah, good morning.
We've got the beautiful Jeff, who's written a new book.
Hello, everybody.
And what is the shortest Bible verse that you're aware of?
Jesus wept.
Jesus wept. And we have the wonderful Rod.
Yes, good morning, and hi to Dave out there in Highland Drive listening for the first time.
Yep, and we also have the awesome Simon.
Yeah, kia ora, Conrad, how's it going?
Now, these are our own opinions, Vox Populi, the voice of the people and the Community Independent Alliance. Now, I was thinking of a new symbol for the Community Alliance, and I could have two hands shaking together like that, or the Tree of Life with the different branches in it. As the Community Independent Alliance with Australia, we want to rebuild the community as the family unit is broken down and impoverished. We wish to decentralise everything, giving the power back to the people. Power to the people. Now, the Morning Star Apostle I'm going to identify with today is the Amber Beryl Levi John Celestial Man. Amber Wise Leaders. Can you see the Wise Leader, the orange colour there with the rainbow ribbons? Amber Wise Leaders, behold and reveal God's glory. As a supervisor, the Wise Leader exemplifies character and knowledge of processes. So you're a wise leader, aren't you, Jeff? You exemplify character?
Well, some say that I do, and as an author, having written literature, I must admit that it improves one's own intellectual abilities to focus on what's going on in the world and
you could be a new creation, Levitical Zadokite, symbol of the angel messenger wearing the Urim and Thummim. Your responsibility would be to behold and reveal God's glory, hear his voice and function as God's oracle. Do you see yourself as God's oracle?
I could admit that is a possibility. Now, the book itself's called Ta'epo, The Devil by Night, so it's aimed at the atheist more so than the Christian.
Yeah, well, Christians need to unite together, and that's why we represent the Community Independent Alliance. And how the community needs to come together.
I call it an Asiatic Islamic friendly version, as in no sex, drugs or rock and roll in that version, but they can still get my insight into what the Lord has shown me.
What about you, Simon? Mm. You're a bit of a prophet, aren't you?
Well, a bit of a prophet. Yeah, I have been known to speak out, but sometimes it might be just taken as humour.
Would you see yourself as beholding God's glory, hearing his voice and functioning as God's oracle?
By the grace of God, yes.
Yeah.
And that's what came up in the meetings yesterday and the Selvies, all sorts of other things as well. Interesting meeting yesterday, no doubt.
And I'm finding a bit of a challenge with AI, as you mentioned before, that particularly with my son, I don't want him viewing the wrong things online. So you have to sort of guide your son. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely utilise it, but don't rely on it. Like, you know, they're trying to make it God. All these elites think they are God, which is absolute rubbish.
And they're bringing this new ban in through National now, that they're going to ban anything to do with online stuff under 16-year-olds.
So what's happened is we did an Official Information Act cabinet papers, and it turned out that the 59 days was taken away, put at the bottom of appendix. They never showed the cabinet what they were voting for, and all new little political parties trying to get organised were shut out. Anyway, what happened is the Ombudsman Office was asked to put it under urgency to get that information out, Jack, and obviously New Zealand First and ACT have distanced themselves from National, and National now have to go to Labor if they want to ban all cell phones from 16-year-olds. So that's going to be extremely popular with the next generation. It's going to doom both parties.
Yeah, I'm really interested with that, Rod. I mean, as you prodded them with a stick, do they actually move or bud, like, or do they just sit there and like, do nothing?
That's more of a game of charades from the three monkey syndrome we have in this country.
That's true. But there is good use for chatbot, and there is the right understanding of AI and everything else. And we just need to block the wrong understanding.
Are you suggesting that there'll be a few cabinet ministers ringing your chat box over the evenings, Jack?
Exactly, yeah, because I have a chatbot online at the moment. I'm paying about 70, 80 bucks a month for it. Oh. And I'm just testing it out at the moment. And it becomes past the bot online, and it'll talk to you and practice suicide first aid online. So with my rainbow
ribbon spoon. Well, you've got other countries in the world that have banned the internet use altogether, like Israel and Iran and Ukraine and Russia. They can't commune with the world anyway. Well, so New Zealand's just going down that road.
Well, a law professor came on and said like 80% of the youth over in Australia just bowling through the ban on under 16-year-olds. And so she said, don't pass laws that it's impossible to enforce.
Right. Now, as the Community Independent Alliance with Australia, we want to rebuild the community as the family unit is broken down. We wish to decentralise everything, giving the power back to the people. When we want to bring back borough councils where you know everyone else, and so the dustman and, you know, the person who delivers the mail and whatnot and what have you. And services, we want to identify services close to the community, not centralised councils. Let's take back New Zealand so we're not part of the Rothschilds banking system where Kazarian Jews control the world and put us all in debt and we become puppets of the new world
order.
Jenny,
what do you think about what Jack just said, Jenny?
It takes me quite a long time to process what Jack says on a regular basis. So yeah. I'm just going to say not applicable.
I know Jeff would understand it's what I was saying men, when I talk about the Rothschilds, eh, Jeff?
Basically the money men with what I call TBS, tiny brain syndrome, who think they rule the world, and they think that by creating all these wars and selling all their tanks, guns, bombs and bullets going to make the money. If they've invested their money into infrastructure in a different way, they'd tenfold their money. So it's a bunch of brainless twits in charge of this planet at the moment.
Yeah.
See, that's here. One interpretation of what you said, Jack. Jack, my feeling on it is in New Zealand there was 66 million acres and 61's been ceded to the Crown. What's the governance structure on the other 5 million that's out there? That's an important thing for this election, if you ask that question in your Hamilton East seat.
So you're talking about Maori ownership, aren't you? Maori land and...
Well, it used to be 66 million acres ownership by Maori. Once the treaty was signed, there were 2,000 Europeans here, and it was 50-1 Maori to the Europeans. In 40 years, 700,000 Europeans were brought into New Zealand, and in the census in 1864, there were 39,000 Maori. So that's the demographics, Jack.
And apparently the Maori Party won't be voting for List MPs.
Well, they got
they
under 1%.
They want constitutional MPs who are going to represent
and
the community.
Got, yes, independents now. So there's 7 independents out there. So you're standing under an independent banner. One tick. Explain the one tick. Why not put any tick in the box for party, Jack? Just do one tick.
Why? Because when you go for a constituency MP, you go for someone who represents the community, who is there primarily for the community, not as a List MP whereby you have the whip and everything and you have to do what the party tells you.
Yeah, no, that's true, Jack. So if there were 71 electorate MPs independents, the one tickers, that would leave the proportionality to 49 seats. So imagine all 29 parties all trying to divide up 49 seats. They wouldn't even have the confidence of Parliament, Jack.
Now, Mr. Hart brought out on Saturday, because there's about 4 or 5 out there, weren't there? There was Neil and others there. But he brought out about since New Zealand was invaded through Piggy Muldoon becoming president of the IMF, the International Monetary Fund back in 1969, and all our state-owned assets were sold off in 1984. You know, that's back in the time of Norman Kirk, Longy, Rowling, Helen Clark with Identity Politics.
Well,
we're talking about people who actually basically sold the country off, selling off
assets. Jeff wasn't at the barbecue, but what do you think about that comment, Jeff?
The state of it's still the same. Basically, you've got incompetence in our government. Simple as that. They should never have sold anything, full stop. It never belonged to them, full stop.
Mm. Yeah.
The act of war stole it. I mean, let's look at Israel. Tainua got back 2% of what was stolen off them, and Israel itself. Are they going to give back 2% to the Palestinians in another 100 years?
Yeah, can I just comment on Mr. Muldoon? So any of you guys out there going through hell with the family courts at the moment, you can blame Piggy Muldoon for introducing that to New Zealand.
Thank you. What did he do?
He's the one who invented the family court. It's got absolutely nothing to do with family. It's all about lifting up Jezebel, destroy the man, stuff the kids. I've got a whole list of stats at home. Are very shocking.
Do you know the family court is only a civil court? It's not a criminal court.
Yeah, but the way it operates separates mothers and fathers from their own children, and a lot of fathers end up taking their lives, fathers and mothers actually, probably about 100 in relationship to the family court every year.
Yeah.
It becomes very draconian, doesn't it, Simon?
Yeah, I mean, like kids coming back to their parents in a box, you know, just those are the sad stats. And I just managed to save my girl from that kind of rubbish.
Jack, the problem is that there's no penalty for perjury. And the thing is, that's the problem. They put children's rights ahead of mum and dad telling porkies to the judge.
It picks and chooses when it wants to be a civil court, right?
Yes, that's right. If perjury was made the primary, telling the truth was made the primary, children would be in a lot better position.
So I'm really hoping for this freelance endeavour to come back hard on them, because if my freelance business picks up and I have to pay tax and I'm going to pay the lawyers what they did to my life, no, it's not going to happen, mate.
Right. Okay, there will be the population mandatory vaccinations. As a global citizen, take away privacy, privately owned property, force digital currency, puppets in our parliament, in our local government,
don't get too carried
in
away.
Media and entertainment, universal derangement. Who is pushing the agenda? Full implementation. So we're worried about this. We're worried about full implementation by this new world order, okay? And that's why, as Community Independent Alliance candidates, we have Neil Hauraki for Waikato, native New Zealander, one vote independent. Health and well-being will be his policy in civil defence, God's Army. Steve Hart, spiritual ecology, biota, fauna, flora, energy. Steve Phelps, Hamilton West, and he'll be standing for family restoration and future generations. And also Carl Barkley.
Yeah.
The five flagship policies.
Well, his main one is getting Marsden Point resurrected from prime ministership. And the reason for that, Jack, is if you're a farmer out there, diesel and petrol's essential for life in New Zealand. And it's important that there's a person championing it. So that's a one-tick independent vote up in the Māori electorate there around Marsden Point for Carl Barkley. And he will then come through as prime minister with confidence of those MPs in the House.
And apparently, Simon, what ministry involves doing citizens' arrests and private prosecutions. Ooh, ministry for promoting rule of law, public accountability and access to justice.
Yeah, that's where I really want to go with private prosecutions. I mean, if I start up my own business, it's like I'll be making the rules, not you, mate, and I will arrest you if you don't obey my rules. Might sound a bit ruthless, but they were ruthless with me.
Now, Labor are holding their campaign meeting on Friday evening at 6 o'clock. That's number 20 Wellington Street. I I'll be going along to that.
But, Jack, you're also going to have 10 public meetings at the University of Waikato.
Yep, I've got to get prepared for my own meetings. I'm going to have symbols and I've got to get pamphlets written.
And invite all the independents of New Zealand to come along to that forum. And then you're going to get crashed by the other parties, Jack. You're going to have protesters at your independent one tick. 10 of them at the University of Waikato.
That will be interesting. I'll be standing for family restoration, social justice, health and the arts. I'm also against people sleeping in the street, and we need to find accommodation for them. Tent accommodation in the park, that would be a good idea, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Yes. Have you noticed how that playground's gone in and the trees are gone? The guys used to quite like taking a slab down there at 8 in the morning, and they quite enjoyed their day. Some of them would get to Vinnie's and back.
So voting for independent candidates, your community needs you. Enroll now as a recruit. Shape your future with party and candidate vote. Each candidate must act as if they were prime minister and think about conscience policies. What would be your first conscience policy, Jeff?
Well, I'm not running for the election. God is love.
Yeah, that would be it. The love of God controlling everything, wouldn't it?
That was well said, Jack. Can you repeat it once more? Have you written it down there?
Yeah. My portfolios would be Minister for Social Justice and Religious Freedom. An independent candidate will win by becoming the person who says the system is no longer working for ordinary whānau, Maori or non-Maori, and I will fight for productive ownership, lower living costs, local decision-making and constitutional dignity without being captured by the Wellington party machine.
With a lot of apostrophes, man.
Are you going to buy back those state assets, Jack?
Between Jenny and you coughing, I think that's... What state asset would you do, Jeff, first? What would be your first one?
I think the need...
Railway?
Oh, no. To re-own all of our borrowing lending institutions.
Yeah.
The need to, like, how advanced has our power company gotten?
So just on your first one, if we reinstated the gold and silver standard, so everyone got a free pound of butter a week and they could produce something at the farmer's market and they've got silver coins and gold coins in their pockets, how would bringing the gold and silver standard back help?
I'm looking at it on a global scale, the need to have one currency worldwide and stop this fluctuation of our...
So how's America going to get out of the $40 trillion it's borrowed? If it went back on the gold and silver standard, that would just float off into the distance.
Well, they're going to run out because they've got no gold left in their land. It's all been mined out mainly.
Yeah, well, 70% of it is in South Africa on the land, but we've got a little bit of gold in our rivers that run into the sea, Jack, and it's pretty much still there.
What about the outdoors party? Apparently they're holding a meeting tomorrow night down Liverpool Street.
What happened to
them? Don't they have the universal wage or something, $350 a week? Or,
Which one was the one that took the cabinet to the High Court? Was that the Kiwi party?
Yeah, could have been them.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure. Jeff, what do you think about everyone gets $20,000 a year?
Yeah, kind of universal wage.
Well, that's what I'm on now, my benefit, basically.
Yeah, but you're over 65, so you get
No, I'm under. No,
Jack, you're over 65.
I'm a registered job seeker.
Yeah, and I was reading this about elderly people. They're finding it hard to survive with the high cost of living. And depression is more than feeling blue or being in the doldrums for a short while. Depression means persistent and ongoing unhappiness. Many older people and kaumātua experience depression, and it can be a risk factor for suicide. Yet depression often goes undetected. Now, I've been feeling a bit depressed this week because I've had this deep, dreaded lurgy cough. You've had it too, haven't you, Jenny?
Yes, I have.
How have you overcome yours with antibiotics or what have you done?
Oh, well, yeah, so antibiotics and stuff. But the most important thing is tracking down people to help with Remembrance Day on the 12th of November 2026.
Yes, yes. What's that about?
On Parliament grounds from 11 a.m. till 6
p.m. Remembrance Day, what's that all about?
I'd love to be there,
So it's about the state care abuse.
Yep.
Survivors, yep. All of them.
Oh, a big protest. Yes, I will be there.
It's not a protest. Well, it's a day of celebration.
To do.
Yeah.
And to be together.
Yep.
And fellowship. Yep. And hopefully we can pull Tim or Morrison to come and hang out.
Yeah. I'd like to be there for that. You're going down with Benjamin, are you?
No. I'm going down with the White Crosses.
Right.
Yeah.
Wonderful. I'm part of the White Cross movement too.
12th of November.
Jesus, yeah.
12th of November.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, Lord Jesus, I trust in you and be with the elderly people as they struggle with colds this year and struggle with depression. And I use a spiritual model with a medical model. That's buddy support, holistic healers, grief therapy. That's in my Rainbow Ribbons program. And you can be an ambassador functionary as an amber wise leader. You can be a yellow buddy supporter. You can be a wine ruby Judahite who's a spiritual uplifter. You can be a red freedom fighter. So I think this is particularly relevant with my Rainbow Ribbons program to what we're doing politically as the Red Freedom Fighter. We want to work in with the community and Community Independent Alliance. I think this is catching on over in Australia right now because a lot of people are upset with current politics and everything and with parties no longer listening or being accountable to the people.
Well, so, yeah, obviously our current cabinet collection of three parties got over their skis and so all of a sudden they've set a Ferrari because 59 days lost in forming a party. So you might get 100 people that have formed the party, you need 500, but that because everyone's thinking about it, it's easy for them to then join a party, and by taking that 59 days away.
Yeah, they took the 59 days
and
away.
And so
yeah.
They've actually been responsible for spawning this one tick independent vote. Yeah. Māori Party have gone in with some independents and you're doing it as well, Jack, so congratulations.
Yeah. And apparently a lot of people are thinking that Winston Peters, New Zealand First, National and ACT have let us all down. It is time for a real change. So we want to tip the whole system upside down so it's more focused on the people.
Yeah,
the voice of the people,
power to the people. 71 independents could potentially get 71 seats, Jack, and that would leave 49 for the party vote, which means that they're all out of power, and then you've got independents. And that's how it should be. The conscience vote, Jack. Tell us about the conscience vote.
Yeah, conscience vote is what really motivates you from a conscience perspective. And so I'm a bit of a social justice activist, and social justice really motivates me. Or arts and health, that motivates me too.
So if I put to you, what is your conscience vote on? Come on, help me out here, Jeff. Give Jack a hard question, Jeff.
What do we need a new airport, Jack?
Jack, what's your conscience vote on a new airport?
Well, really, we've got to be there for everyone in the streets, don't
we? Do
we
need
really?
A new wharf, Jack?
Come on, what's your conscience vote on a new wharf, Jack?
I've designed two new airports and a new wharf.
Provide it can help with consumerism and the economy and change the economy by providing more jobs for people.
Do we need any more concrete blobs on the road?
So, Jack, I think from a coastal shipping is the most inefficient way to get around. Then there's rail. So what's your conscience vote on that?
Yeah, well,
a new monorail from Auckland to Wellington, Jack. High speed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
269K.
Buy back all the railroad and everything.
$10 billion at the moment. What's your conscience vote on buying back the railways, Jack?
Yep, I'd do that.
Thank you for your answer.
The aluminium smelter in the Bluff.
Yeah.
We need to double its power bill. Tell Aussie to go.
Now, Carl was talking about producing our own fuel.
Yes, but let's get back to Jeff's thing. What do you think about AI centres using water and power? They want to shut the smelter and use all that power for a AI centre.
Oh, golly, to run the world's banking system.
So now Dan used to be a Labor candidate, and he's promoting constituency MPs, not list MPs. He wants to stimulate unions and workers' rights. Both National and Labor are university trained. So we want people from everyday life.
Yes,
not just
yes,
university trained,
that's right.
But people have been through the school of hard knocks.
Oh,
who are, and do we have a divine constitution in this country where everyone is endowed with rights by their creator?
Well, I'm just wondering, Simon.
Yeah, we do. We do, but we've got to understand we need to use them. I think I was saying last week democracy is a delusion because they'll just carry on what they're doing behind the scenes. That we don't want to be fooled by that.
Yeah, so I'd like to invite everyone along on Friday evening to the Labor campaign.
Where is it, Jack? What it's time?
20 Wellington Street.
20 Wellington Street, what 6 time? P.m.
6 Friday. P.M. Yes.
Do we bring a potluck dinner?
No. I think. It's just free to attend and you might get a cup of tea at the end.
Yeah, cup of tea at the end. You're going to be there, Jenny?
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm trying to bring my son because I'm tight with Kalmel. Yeah.
Jack, are you going to have your meetings in the chapel or over in the WSU building next to the gym? Independent, one tick independent
I'll have
meeting.
To start promoting that, like, you know, current
okay, next week we'll
for
find
the
out.
Independent, where we can meet with people from the community.
What's the name of your party again, Jack?
It's just independence.
Community Independent Alliance.
And people listening to this show, you're listening to the Zion New Jerusalem Church of our Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right.
We're broadcasting live out of Hamilton, New Zealand.
And then you're getting some legal content from Roderick here.
Yeah. And as a Community Independent Alliance with Australia, we want to rebuild the community as the family unit is broken down. We wish to decentralise everything, giving power back to the people, bringing back borough councils where you know everyone and services are close to the community. Let's take New Zealand back so we're not part of the Rothschilds banking system. And since New Zealand was invaded through Piggy Muldoon becoming president of the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, all our assets are being sold off. We want to buy back the important ones and we want to make New Zealand great again, focusing on our communities.
And we need to process our own iron sands because 30% of what's going offshore is non-ferrous.
That's right. Yeah. That's where all of the important heavy metals like silver and gold sit. So they siphon up saying they're going to take iron sand,
well,
but they're actually
they
after...
Well, iron sand. That's why they're here. They know 30% of it's non-ferrous.
That's right, Jack. And that's why... anyway, back to you, Jack.
Okay. When Christ is our life shall appear, we shall appear in him at the right hand of God our Father in Mount Zion together with him. When Christ who is alive shall appear, we shall appear in him at the right hand of God our Father in Mount Zion together with him. So we're all seated
Hallelujah.
In heavenly places as king priests with the Lord Jesus. And that's got to be the focus for the future. We want to unite all the churches together under the headship of Christ, don't we, Jeff?
That's
so, Jack,
do.
You're really our Charlie Kirk in New Zealand. Is that correct?
No, well, I'm an inclusive sort of purpose, and I want to unite everyone together and constituency MPs, you know. Let's bring the community back where it belongs and listen to the voice of the people. Hey, Jeff, it's been wonderful having you back here today, mate.
It's good to have a wee go at the system.
Yeah, yeah. And what about you, Simon? So what's your last word for us today?
Oh,
so?
God bless you all and have a great day.
Yep, so from the fringes.
Thank you, Jenny.
We are fringe dwellers. We are people from the community, aren't we, ideally?
Thanks for doing our videoing, Jenny.
And my friend Te Pau is doing a hei koe to Wakaputanga this year.
What's that
starting
about?
Starting from Parliament Grounds.
What date?
So he's started.
Yeah, 2026,
Yeah,
Jack.
With another...
I want to meet up with him and represent self-determined sovereigns, don't we?
He's part of the iwi that, they govern the land of Parliament.
Yeah.
So he's been allowed to put his caravan right in front of the beehive.
Yes. So as the Independent Alliance, we want to represent Maori, non-Maori, all people together.
Oh, it's just a normal size.
No, it's all right.
Jack.
I'll catch up with him later.
Okay, 20 seconds. Okay, thank you very much. So this is from the fringes. Tuning out for another week.
The end is near, USA.
All be agents of law change. Okay, bye-bye for another week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.